Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
I think robots are the future.
Robots are the future? What?
I think, see, a lot of times people see movies like the Terminator movies and stuff, and I think it's impeding our progress. I think robots are the future.
Oh, like, okay, I see.
I think, because you see, right now, we all got to work shit jobs and just to make money, just to buy food and buy cars, buy gas, you know, all that crap, buy clothes, buy housing. But if we build enough robots to do all those shitty jobs, we can stop doing those shitty jobs and just do whatever we want. We can do away with money, like in Star Trek. You know, they don't have money in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Well, I think in space, in some places, they have money. Like, I think the Ferengi, the guys with the big ears, I think they have like gold bars or something.
All right.
But they're basically space Jews, so they kind of have to have money because, you know, a Jew without money is like a balloon without air. It's just all floppy and useless.
But, I think I know where you're going. Okay.
Jews aside, robots, I think, are the future.
Robots are the future.
How do you feel about robots?
I like robots. I've seen a lot of movies where robots are the enemy and will ultimately destroy us.
Well, we don't have to make them that smart. I mean, you don't have to be... I mean, I've seen the people that work at Walmart. You don't have to be that smart. You know? So we don't have to make them smart enough to take over. Just smart enough to put fucking Cheerios on the shelf, you know?
Okay, yeah. If they did our shit jobs, we could stay at home and eliminate currency.
We could stay home and play the electric guitar.
Like
just
rich
rock
people,
out all
yeah.
day. Like rich people
they
do.
They don't do shit.
Rich people rock
pulling
out.
In all the money.
All day.
This sounds good, yeah.
And you know, people say, you know, robots are taking our jobs, blah, blah, blah. Robots are taking our jobs.
I've
like,
heard
you
of
know,
that,
auto
yeah.
workers, especially.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, in comes the robot to take their job. Did you really like putting that car together? Now you can go home and rock out on the electric guitar all day long.
I don't know how it worked.
Well, okay.
But,
because we haven't, that's the thing is, we don't have enough robots. We need more robots. What we need is robots that can reproduce.
Yeah.
That can make more robots. We need pregnant robots.
So nobody has to make the robots?
We need pregnant robots.
All the jobs out there will be making robots, and it's
well,
very
eventually,
simple.
If we get the robots to make more robots,
yeah,
then we won't even have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
We can make robots to maintain the robots.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome. Just be robots and people on cruise ships, like fucking hookers and drinking tequila.
Yeah.
Well, they won't even be hookers because there's no money.
Just people loving sex, yeah.
You can be,
I don't know about this.
You know, robots can tend farms and stuff. Like, you'll still have burgers and shit because there'll be robots on the farms and we won't have to look at the dead.
Scanning for cow.
You know, human beings won't have to see cows get slaughtered anymore. We'll probably forget what cows are.
Yeah.
We'll just think that beef is like
grown.
Apples. It just grows on trees. And if we make the robots smart enough, maybe they can grow beef on trees, you know? Genetic engineering.
I hope it'd be tasty, yeah. I don't know.
Why wouldn't it be?
Yeah, if we get to that point, yeah, where it happens.
That reminds me of another thing. a while back, I was reading about the possibility of eating cultured meat. Like
cultured meat.
You would take cells, like from a cow, for example, like cow muscle cells.
Oh, yeah,
and culture them, like in a petri dish. And the idea would be eventually you could, like, grow them in massive sheets and just have all this beef. And people freak out because they think, like, I don't want to eat cloned meat. That's disgusting.
That
I don't want to eat.
Yeah, we're playing God.
And we're playing
of
God.
Course.
Well, what's the difference? I mean, especially, I would think people like PETA would be all over this.
Yeah.
Because we can have our burgers and not kill cows.
Yeah, the thing would grow. It wouldn't be conscious.
I would totally eat it. I wouldn't even require you to FDA test it first. I would eat a slice of paper-thin beef right now out of your laboratory, and I would enjoy it.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
The only problem I can think of with it is that if you grow it cultured like that, it doesn't really grow the same way as it would on the animal, so it wouldn't have the same texture. It wouldn't have the same, like, marbled, you know, fat content and stuff that makes meat what it is. Like, you know, a slice of bacon has those white strips in it. That's because it was grown on an animal. If you grew pork cells in a petri dish, then it wouldn't be the same thing because it would just be like a sheet of pink.
Yeah, it'd just be all meat, no gristle.
Yeah. We could spice it up.
Yeah, that'd be
nice. And you know, if we allow this research to continue, maybe eventually they will be able to grow like a pig leg without the rest of the pig.
I think it'll happen in the future for sure because this PETA buildup is growing. And more people are becoming...
But PETA would be against this, I'm pretty sure, which is retarded to me.
That is retarded,
This reminds me of yet another thing, the urban legend about KFC and about how they were growing headless chickens in vats, and that's where their chicken meat was coming from, which is retarded. If that kind of scientific advance had been made, you would have heard about it. But if they were doing that, like people were disgusted and outraged. Well, if they were doing that, what's the problem?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
You can like grow a headless chicken with like... 8 legs and 6 breasts. Like, that's awesome. There's no suffering involved because they don't have a head.
Yeah, they're not conscious, basically. And
there's all this, there's more chicken to be had. It's fucking awesome. What's the problem?
It's kind of the solution with the population growing, you know, and the meat supply going down, you know?
Is the meat supply going down?
I don't know. I assume it slightly. It can't be, you know, on the same level with all these people eating fast food and shit and the demand.
You think we're eating them faster than we can breed them?
Yeah. For sure. Shit.
I don't think so.
And, you know, I think generally people have a problem watching an animal die. So if, you know, we can convince them, you know, we don't have to kill animals.
That's where the robots come in because we don't have to watch it anymore.
We don't have to watch it. Or they don't even have to be conscious. They can be grown.
We can be fat, happy, and hypocritical.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
What if you could grow a fur coat in the lab? Like you could just grow a sheet of fur. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I wouldn't wear it.
Well, people like to wear fur coats, though.
Yeah, I'd be for it.
And like PETA likes to come up behind you and spray like things on the back of it with red spray paint or splash blood on it.
Yeah.
Well, fuckers. Would PETA have a problem with lab-grown fur coats? I don't see why they would.
Yeah. The whole the robot thing, going back to that.
Yes.
I get a lot of shit at work about that because we have...
About robots?
About robots taking over.
Really?
Because, you know, we have the checkout lanes with humans on them, and then we have the fast lanes where you check yourself out.
Yeah, the self-checkouts.
And one cashier runs, like, 10 lanes, you know, 10 robots, as they call them.
Yeah.
And I get all kinds of shit from old people saying, you know, these are horrible. They're, you know, they're getting rid of jobs, you know. They're eliminating the human, you know, element. And I also heard about, I think it was a Kroger, which is a grocery chain. They introduced a store that had, I read this a while back, but they had this this thing where you'd come in, place your order, like grocery order, and these robots would assemble it in back. And then, I mean, there were also humans involved, but essentially there were robots helping with this, like you didn't have to go out and nitpick, you know, what you want. It just places the order up front and it delivers it kind of like getting a TV at Best Buy and then shows up, you know, on the conveyor belt from the back room. Yeah. I didn't read into it, but a lot of people I talked to at work heard about it and they were pissed.
Why?
Because it's eliminating the human element. It's getting rid of jobs and all that.
Don't they understand that robots are the future? We're paving the way for you to shred on the electric guitar all day long. You don't even have to be good at it because you don't need to make money at it. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're saying to yourself, but Kyle, I thought hoverboards were the future.
Hoverboards?
Well, hoverboards are also the future. Flying cars are also the future as well. A lot of things can be the future. Robots are the future right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's a realistic, you know.
Have you seen Osimo, the Honda robot?
I have, yeah.
Looks like a little astronaut.
And yeah, they keep upgrading.
Walks
him too,
around and he runs. I think he can jump now. They make him play soccer sometimes, but he can't really do it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Osimo, check him out on YouTube.
But the first time I saw him walking around, I thought there was like a person
in the suit.
In like a suit, but then you look at his knee joints and it's obvious that there couldn't possibly be legs in there.
Especially the hips, yeah. Incredible.
I don't see a lot of practical use in the immediate future for legs that can just walk around by themselves. But if the robots can walk around by themselves, then they can do all of our stupid jobs. Yeah. They can put Jehovah's Witnesses out of business. They can go door to door for them. The hands aren't that good, but they can grasp a flyer and they can go door to door and say, hello, Have you heard about Jehovah?
Yeah.
May I come in for a moment?
Do they really need legs? Can't they just be like, you know, like half, you know, humanoid looking and then the lower like half is like
half
a
half horse?
Well, not a horse, no, like a tank, you know, with the conveyor belts.
Like a horse tank?
Yeah. Horse tank, no. Yeah. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, even an obstacle for, like,
they might destroy your lawn when they come to give you the pamphlets.
Well, they would be programmed to know where to go.
Like, but how would they get up steps?
Fuck that. Like, oh, you look at a guy in a wheelchair. Oh, poor me. I can't get up the fucking stairs. Oh, well, if they're, you know, half tank, they can make it up anything. So, no problem.
But then they'll destroy your steps.
Well, aluminum, maybe. I don't know.
Aluminum
make
steps?
Make them lighter. No, aluminum robot. Like, make them real light so they don't crush.
Will they have, like, claws on the treads of their tank wheels? How would they get up the steps?
I guess they'd have to make them, you know, depending on the job that they're made for.
Maybe they'll just go,
I don't know.
Oh, no, this house has steps. They do not get to learn about Jehovah.
Oh, I'll be building steps.
But then you won't get to go to heaven. Don't Jehovah's Witnesses believe that only a certain amount of people get to go to heaven anyway?
Like, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they
do. To be honest, I have no
idea. Even if everybody was perfect and obeyed the rules of God 100% all the time,
there's
I'm
like
pretty
a
sure
list.
Jehovah's Witnesses believe that there's like, I think it's a small number too, like 10,000 people get to go, like when the rapture comes or whatever.
That's ridiculous.
Only like 10,000 people get to go.
It's like an alien sci-fi kind of thing, like only so many get to go to the new world.
I, for one, am looking forward to the rapture.
Yeah.
Because
I bet.
No more crazy Jesus people.
Yeah,
know?
But we're sticking it out now. I'd rather not, you know. I've talked to this one guy I work with who wants to, he constantly reminds me that he wants to just blow up the world so it doesn't have to deal with anyone's bullshit.
Well, no. The rapture doesn't involve the world blowing up. The rapture
just
involves
sucking up of
everybody being sucked up into heaven.
Oh,
the rest
right.
of us would still be here, and I'd be like shredding on the guitar all day. I'd be like, no more religious people, bring on the robots.
Well, the wrath would be, you know, it'd suck them up and then kill us all. That's
for all
thought.
We know, the reason we don't have hoverboards is because they need to be powered by stem cells. And because of the religious people, we don't have enough stem cell research going on. And so once we get them out of the way, we can have our hoverboards.
Yeah.
And you know, if God had meant for us to fly, he would have given us wings. I'm pretty sure that's why we don't have flying cars.
Yeah.
So once we get them out of the way, we can be zooming around like Blade Runner.
Well, this will be like fun
only
world.
Without the giant pyramids with the flames coming out of them.
Yeah.
So in closing, robots are the future.
Yes, I agree. And I'm glad you brought that up.
Fucking robot. In case you haven't noticed, we have nothing this week.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't get a whole lot in the way of comments, really. We had no voicemails.
Well, there's that, but it's also just the fact that, like, nothing really happened this... I mean, shit happened, but nothing that really caught my eye.
Nothing in the news, yeah.
And I've just been working all week, so nothing really happened to me.
That, too. And I'm not knocking on the people that left comments. I'm just saying nothing, like, kind of sparked any, you know, talk. So.
We did get some comments about people's biggest fears. Aileen is afraid of the dark.
Yeah.
But, like, in the pussy way, not, like, the manly way like I am.
Yeah.
Like, he's still afraid
absolute
of the dark, even if he can still
no
see
problem.
Stuff. He just doesn't like it to be dim
yeah.
in the room. Because that's when the vampires come out.
Yep. I had to laugh at that, yeah.
And Allie is afraid of nuclear warfare.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. You told me about that because you got the comment before I did.
I guess that's a legitimate thing to be afraid of.
It's, yeah, that's.
But
sucks.
I mean, like, to me, that sounds like saying, like, I'm afraid of being shot in the face. Like, well, so am I. Are you afraid that it's imminent? Like, that it's going to happen? Because I'm not afraid that I am going to get shot in the face, but I would be afraid of being shot in the face. Like,
okay. Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm afraid of being eaten by a gorilla. Okay.
Yeah. Was her fear like the aftermath of nuclear warfare?
Well, yeah, that was part of it. Like,
or was
living
it like
in the post-apocalyptic world?
Okay, post. Yeah, that's right.
What'd she say? She said,
because I read that and I forget.
As far as biggest fears go, mine is nuclear warfare and having to try and survive in a post-nuclear environment, like
yeah,
the people in Threads or The Day After. And I'm not
Threads.
Familiar with either of those.
I've heard of Threads. I haven't seen it. I hear it's good.
Did you ever see that TV show Jericho?
Jericho, no.
It was okay.
Did you watch it? Because I had a buddy who said it was amazing.
It was pretty good. It was okay. It had that killer guy from Scream, Skeet Ulrich. And for some reason the U.S. gets nuked in several places.
Yeah.
And then the whole rest of the series is about trying to find out how and why we got nuked and trying to survive in the post-apocalyptic setting.
Yeah.
Which really, post-apocalyptic is kind of, unless I misunderstand the meaning of the word apocalypse, post-apocalyptic is kind of a silly term because the apocalypse, as I understand it, is the end of the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like post-end of the world.
Doesn't make any sense.
Like, I don't. Anyway, so they're like trying to survive and stuff, and then there are different like regimes popping up here and there, which is kind of what I figure would happen if we ever went to like a governmentless society. You know, like the big problem with anarchy, like the problem with freedom, I guess, is that the only way to be truly free is to be living in an anarchic, is that a word?
Anarchic. I don't know.
Anarchal. I don't know what the word is. But to be living in an anarchy where, you know, everybody's free to do whatever they want,
yeah.
Period. You can murder people and rape people if you want. You're free to do anything. That's absolute freedom. But the problem with that is as soon as you've got absolute freedom, somebody who's bigger and stronger or more well-connected than everybody else is going to come in and form their own government. Anarchy would probably last about 5 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of people, yeah, out there that are like, I'm an anarchist. Yeah, well, you know, I don't believe in certain people being above other people, but as far as a government goes, it wouldn't work.
Yeah, I guess the closest like political ideology or party you could assign me to would be libertarian, but that's libertarian. Even not accurate because I've heard libertarians talk and I do not agree with them 100% of the time or even close to it.
Yeah.
But I do feel like the government is in our business more than they should be. And that ideally, like I've kind of always resented the idea that there are people who are who have control of me in a sense that I've never even met. I had no say in the matter. The government was founded way before I was ever around to have a say in the matter.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm kind of resent that. But on the other hand, a lot of the shit we have wouldn't be here without it. So, you know, I'm not a crazy extremist about it.
Yeah. I remember back in high school when it was you, me, and our friend, and we were, you know, the punk rockers or whatever of the school. And our friend, he was talking to this other kid who was younger, and he was like, I'm an anarchist. He had an anarchy patch on his bag. So our friend, he goes, oh, really? Hmm. So he reaches down and grabs the kid's shoe and pulls it off his foot, and he throws it up like we were in the auditorium. He throws it up like way up in the rafters, you know, and it gets stuck. And the kid goes, what the fuck was that? He goes, anarchy. Yeah. That was awesome. Yeah.
That's pretty much anarchy. Yeah. You can do whatever you want, literally whatever you want, as long as it's physically possible, you can do it. So, yeah.
They're all idiots. God, who's going to make you cheeseburgers, dipshit? Who's going to
certainly
deal with
not
your
robots,
sewage?
Not in an anarchy.
Yeah. Who's going to deal with your sewage?
Who's going to build the robots?
There's so many. They're just not thinking. They're stupid. And most of them probably live with their parents at home.
Could you imagine a robot president? That'd be awesome.
I don't know.
You can make him cute. Cute little robot president.
Calculating.
It doesn't really matter what they look like, you know. That would be like the ultimate, like, don't judge a book by its cover thing. Like, you can make it like a puppy.
Yeah.
But it's a robot and it's the president. Could you imagine
with sparklers all over
a puppy with its hand over the like nuke button?
Aww.
Or a puppy making a public address.
Yeah.
Whatever he says. I'm the president. I say universal health care for all.
Aww.
Aww, robot puppy. I don't support universal health care, but I just can't help but aww, robot puppy.
Yeah.
Oh, president robot puppy.
That'd be great.
President Fluffytron. That would be his name.
He'd do a backflip.
I assume.
And then do the backflip.
He'd be one of those little robot puppies that's like, does backflips.
Yep. Oh, how could you not support that?
We need better battery technology, though.
That's true.
Because these robots are going to be sleeping all day like cats, recharging, because our batteries suck.
Yeah, they do. Jesus.
So in closing, robots are the future.
Amen.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you
and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you, you understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
Would you ride in a robot car that drove itself?
Oh, man. You know, I was thinking about that the second I saw that on Demolition Man, and I thought to myself, no.
I think the first time I saw a robot car that drove itself might have been in Time Cop, which is also known as the best movie ever. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Yep.
I've seen that.
Somebody tries to taser him, and he does the splits on like the corner of his counters in his kitchen, and there's water all over the floor, and the guy electrocutes himself. It's pretty awesome. But yeah.
Why would you?
I don't know. I mean,
if it was going slow, okay. But
if it was, well, what difference?
If you're going on the highway and it's going 70, I'd be freaking out. I don't know.
Well, if you're worried about getting in an accident, I mean, you might not get as hurt if you're going slow, but you can still get in an accident.
Yeah.
I think I would ride in a robot car that drove itself, I would probably have to stay awake. Like, what would be awesome is if they were perfected and you could like go take a nap in the back, so you could be like,
before work,
all right, I want to go on a cross country road trip, and then just hop in the back of the car and take a nap.
That'd be awesome.
Wake up in Oklahoma and then go right back to sleep because there's not shit in Oklahoma that's worth seeing.
Yeah, and in theory, like if they were all robots and highly developed and nothing went wrong, they were fail safe, they could go faster than 70, or 75 on the highway. They could go 200 miles an hour.
Do you remember in Total Recall, the robot taxi that had like the robot driver in the seat? It wasn't like a real driver, but it was in the seat of the car so you could interact with it.
Yeah.
What if the robot car had a little robot puppy in the driver's seat that would do backflips to signal turns?
Yeah. That'd bore me. I don't know. It'd be bark, cute. Bark, but
bark. Where do you want to go today, Orion? Bark, bark, bark. I'm President Fluffy Tron.
If it was like a robot projector screen with like porn on it, that'd be fantastic.
Why does it have to be a robot projector screen?
Well, it's got to, go, and I'll be like, all right, play movie.
Okay, Orion, I'm President Fluffy Tron.
And yeah, it has to talk back and say, I'm doing a good job and I'm not a bad man.
What if the cute little puppy taxi driver / president of the United States had a projector in its nose and came fully loaded with porn?
Oh, sign me up.
And a robot car doesn't really need a windshield. So the whole, because you don't need to see out because it's a car.
That would be creepy, but yeah.
So you could, instead of the windshield, you could have a screen and the robot puppy would go, "What would you like to see today, Orion? Bark, bark, bark. Would you like to see Big Booty Bitches 3? And then
yes, I would.
Up on the screen would be Big Booty Bitches 3.
Oh, yeah.
And then, what if the driver was one of those little cymbal clapping monkeys?
Those things scare the fuck out of me.
Really?
They do.
But they're like,
Chee-chee, Orion, what would you like to watch today?
I don't know. They're creepy. I'd rather have just a cute puppy. Who wouldn't?
What about a robot jetpack
that
looked like one of those backpacks that looks like a stuffed animal?
Yeah.
So it was also a robot puppy. It would go,
meep, 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 blast off, Orion. Meep, 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 meep.
If anything was a robot puppy, yes, Kyle, I would love it. Next topic.
You don't have to be a jerk about it. I'm just trying to advance humanity.
What if your sandwich was a robot puppy?
I would love it. That's retarded. You can't eat a robot puppy sandwich.
That's true.
That's stupid. You can fly a robot puppy jetpack. You can't.
Now I'm the idiot.
Vote for a robot puppy president. You can't eat a robot puppy sandwich. That's stupid. Unless maybe you're a robot yourself that fuels itself on lesser robots. But that seems like a dumb invention if the goal is to have so many robots that the world can run itself.
Yeah, like an aesthetic.
Because why would you want some of the small robots getting eaten up
by
like a big, like large puppy robot?
Unless they were like minority robots.
Like colored robots?
No, I didn't say. You said colored.
You are a robo-racist.
Just because it's a minority.
Well, some kind of robot is going to be a minority robot, I'm sure. Like breakdancing robots would probably be in the minority because, breakdancing is kind of out of style. So they probably wouldn't get a lot of work.
I think the robot that resembles like the Asian would be the most boring because they'd always be telling you what to do and what's more logical. And
now that is judging a book by its cover. You can have a robot that looks like an Asian but has the brain of a robot puppy. It doesn't have to go ching chong, Orion. It can go meep, meep, meep. Fuck me, Orion.
I suggest you leave in the next 5 minutes.
Why do you hate Asians? I would think that Asian robots would sell really well if they were chicks, because a lot of dudes have some weird Asian fetish that I don't fully understand.
Not this guy. Yeah.
There are definitely Asian chicks that I find attractive, but as a rule, I'm not like, if she's Asian, she's hot.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are a lot of dudes who are like that. And a lot of them are either old dudes who are into like military shit and wear camo all the time. And,
veterans.
And like aren't quite old enough to have served in Nam, but for some reason act like they did. Or
yeah,
younger dudes like in their teens and 20s who are super into anime.
Yep, yep. Goddamn.
I'm pretty sure it's the second group that would probably be buying the robo Asian chicks.
Yeah. There's this video on YouTube of this chick that looks like an anime character. She's got the big eyes and the makeup. And all she does is...
Oh,
have
yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yes. I know. I subscribed because when she first started posting those videos, I was like, okay, this has got to be like a viral marketing campaign.
That's what
for
I thought,
something.
Yeah.
Like one of these videos, she's going to say something. And she does once in a while.
Yeah.
But usually it's just, bye-bye.
Yep. And that's it. Yep.
But yeah, she just stares. She's... I can't tell if she's got some Asian heritage to her, but she's from the U.S. And if she is Asian at all, she's not like full-blooded Asian.
Yeah.
And she just stares at the, I wish I could think of her name. It starts with an M. But she stares at the camera for like a full 10 minutes sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's it. She just stares at it and like kind of makes little faces. And then at the end, she puts up like the little peace sign or the V for victory, because that's what the Japanese mean when they put that up. And then she goes, bye-bye! And sometimes she'll say something in Japanese, but...
There's nothing going on? There music going on or anything?
Maybe sometimes,
like
but
there's
usually...
a little tune in the background?
Usually she's just... It's just her staring into the camera.
Yeah, and you know, guys out there are eating this up. It's... Oh, because it... You know, the anime nerds, they're like, oh, this looks... This is like a real anime chick.
Yeah, if you go look at her comments, a lot of them are like... Oh, you're so cute. You're so cute. Oh, she's adorable. Okay, but she's boring as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for one thing, I don't find her that attractive, but even if I did, even if to me she was the hottest girl in the whole world, I can only stare at a chick staring at me for so long.
Yeah, I personally, she's not attractive at all to me, because I think the fact that she looks very much like an anime character is disturbing. I just, that's all I see. I'm like...
You don't like cute girls?
Fuck you.
What if she was a robot puppy?
If
she,
damn you.
Meep, meep,
I would
meep.
Love her. damn. Kyle.
So what? Is it because she looks vaguely Asian, or is it just
because she has
big eyes?
It's the big eyes. She looks like she's an anime character, and I couldn't help but think, you know, I'm attracted, or like if she's like, you're kind of cute, and we're at the bar, I'd be like, oh man, if I end up fucking this chick, people are going to laugh at me because she looks like an anime character, and I'm not into anime. I'm not a douche.
That's a weird train of thought you just revealed there.
Yep.
I'm not going to fuck her because people are going to laugh at me because she looks like an anime character. I don't think that would run through anyone else's head. Like, I don't think that's anything you have to worry about.
Am I too picky?
Now, if you just don't find her attractive, that's one thing. But if you're like, but if I fucked her, my friends would make fun of me because she looks like an anime character. That's weirdly specific, man.
It never even
occurred to me that she looks like an anime character.
Huge eyes. Oh, my God.
Well, you have big eyes.
Well, yeah, but I don't resemble like an anime character.
You kind of look like one of those Dragon Ball Z guys when
you
get angry.
No,
I
do not.
And your hair turns like yellow and up in the air, and you kind of have those like blue flames around you.
It's not my fault.
And you
that
go, Kamehameha!
In every goddamn photo, you can't see my eyebrows. That's not fair. I have eyebrows. They're just kind of light.
I can see them from here.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
I have really light eyebrows, too. It's kind of
Yeah, you put that
weird
photo up and fucking Aline, you know, commented and said I look like Yuri from fucking Red Alert, some video game or computer game.
Yeah.
Command & Conquer. And I Googled it because I'm not, you know, that big of a nerd.
Right.
And I'm no big deal, but I Googled it and I was like, oh, fuck you. So I disagree.
You really think the reason he said you looked like Yuri was because neither of you have eyebrows?
Yeah, the guy had, like, no eyebrows, and he was, well, the guy was bald, so therefore, I don't look anything like him, but the guy had no eyebrows, so I kind of took offense. Not really, but it was kind of like, ha ha, you dick.
Right.
Ha ha, shoulder rub.
Would you live forever if you could? If you could, like, take a pill or something and you would live forever, would you do it?
Of course, yeah. You asked me this before, yeah.
Did I ask you this on the show?
Yep.
Okay.
And I said yes.
If you could live forever, but you had to kill somebody first, would you do it then?
Yes.
Does it matter if you, like, what if you couldn't pick?
Oh, well, if it was some, man.
Like it could end up being some asshole.
That's a toughie.
But it could end up being, like, a little kid.
Oh, if I didn't know him?
Fucking adorable.
I don't care.
If you didn't know him, you just wipe him out?
Yeah.
What if it was, like, what if it ended up just being, like, your sister or something?
Yeah, I couldn't do it if it was someone I knew
but it's like
and
a,
loved.
What if you had to agree beforehand and you didn't know who it was going to be and it could have been anybody, but that also means it could end up being somebody you cared about?
Mm.
Would you be willing to take the chance?
Mm.
What if they're randomly selected out of everybody on the planet?
Yeah, if it was like a global lottery and it was like you know.
The chances of it being somebody you even know are ridiculous, but
I'd play those odds, yeah. I would.
What if you had to kill somebody, but you did get to pick, but it had to be a midget?
Well, would I have to kill them personally?
Yes.
Or would they just be like, this person dies?
You would have to...
I would have to kill them?
Kill them yourself.
Hmm. Do I get a gun?
Let's say yes.
Yes.
What if you had to do it with your bare hands?
Bare hands? Oof.
You can take a midget.
To live forever. I'm pretty content now. I don't know. I don't want to die, but I couldn't do it with my bare
hands. Let's face it, you'd be doing the world a favor. Midgets are half a human being at best. In truth, they're barely people.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's tough. Yeah, I'd do it. Bare hands on a midget.
Not to live forever or
anything.
It'd
be easy, right? You just
another scenario.
Snap.
What if you, for some reason, had to kill a person and you didn't get to pick except that you got to pick the race?
The race?
Yep, that's the only thing you got to pick, and you have to kill somebody.
I would.
But what race would you pick?
White.
Oh, self-loathing for the win.
No. I don't want that backlash. Yeah. No fucking way. Like, I got to come out and go, I apologize. I'm very sorry. I was not in my right state of mind. You know, all that bullshit that we tap on, that all those poor bastards, you know, they have to come out and do some service announcement, apologizing, you know, for what they did, even though they know they did nothing wrong.
You don't think you'd have to apologize for killing a white dude?
Well, no.
Fuck it.
I don't know.
Rid the earth of them.
I'm sure I would. I don't know.
Well,
depending if it was male or female, depending on many things, but
you gotta weigh your options.
Feels like an old man, white guy.
You gotta weigh your options because you could, if you killed a black person, you can cut down on crime. You could you could kill an Asian and save a puppy. You could kill a Native American and help somebody with their gambling problem.
Native American? They're all dead. You mean the descendants of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, you could kill an Eskimo and save a seal.
Yeah. I don't know. I would probably want to kill, like, a really, really fat white person.
There are other races, right? Am I missing some?
Like Middle Eastern?
Yeah, you could kill Middle Eastern people and save architecture.
Well, from what I've seen, yeah, in the media, like, it's almost as if you kill some random Middle Eastern guy, it's like, who gives a shit? You know, from all the movies and shit you see, it's just programmed in your head. Like, oh, one dies, meh, who gives a shit? It's like an insect. Wipe it off.
How much would it suck if, like, when 9/11 happened, you were a little kid and your parents told you that God did that because you touch yourself at night?
Oh, man.
I bet that's happened to somebody.
Yeah.
There's some crazy family.
Yeah, like, I remember the first time I challenged religion when I was a kid, and I dressed up as something evil.
Ooh.
And went to, we had the Halloween party
like
at the
Jew?
Church. No.
Like you put on a yarmulke?
That would have been awesome, but I wasn't that clever.
You had old people carry you around on a chair?
No, it was like, oh man, some Freddy Krueger thing. I don't know. But I remember someone telling me that I was going to hell because of it as a kid.
Because you were dressed as Freddy Krueger?
It wasn't, well,
a fictional
whatever it was,
evil
yeah.
character.
Something evil they thought
was fictional?
Evil.
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously it was fictional, but like, was it like from a movie or something?
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah, I forget. But yeah, they told me I was going to hell, and they whispered it, and
going
they like pulled
hell.
Me aside. I forget what they said. It wasn't just that simple. It was like something like they made me feel like I did something wrong, and that I'm going to hell. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not. I'm
Did
a
you
good
make
person.
The costume yourself or put it together yourself? Or was it a store-bought costume?
I think I put it together myself, yeah.
Because I had a lot of trouble. My dad got kind of into Halloween, but my mom never did. And I had a lot of trouble getting any help with Halloween costumes. And every Halloween costume I put together myself, I felt like I did something wrong. Because I did. I went as Mondo Gecko one time, which is a Ninja Turtle character. He's like half human, half gecko.
With the Hawaiian
shirt. And he has a skateboard.
Yeah.
And my Mondo Gecko costume consisted of like a baseball cap on backwards and I think a black wig that I got from my grandma. So it was like curly.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, it was a woman's curly haired wig. And I painted my face green.
Wait,
and
he had hair?
Yeah, he had black hair.
Okay, okay.
And I painted my face green. And that was pretty much it.
That
I could have been anything that was green.
Yeah.
Oh, and I had a skateboard, but I didn't have a real skateboard at the time. So what I did was I cut one out of cardboard, like a skateboard shape, and I put it on top of an RC car, like the chassis to an RC car. Like I took the top, like the car part off, and I like glued it or taped it or whatever to the RC car, and I drove it around,
and it had
six wheels.
Oh, Jesus. That sucks,
dude.
Oh,
God. Another time I went as Michael Jackson. I can't believe I didn't bring this up in the Michael Jackson episode, the one where we talked about Michael Jackson. I went as Michael Jackson for Halloween one year, which is kind of hilarious in retrospect because at the time he was still sort of black, which means I painted my face brown.
Oh, no,
which means I went for Halloween in blackface.
And
my parents saw no problem with it.
Really? Wow.
I wore that jacket I talked about.
The jacket,
That was the most legitimate part of my costume. I wore that. I had a. I couldn't find a sequined glove because I was like a fucking 7-year old kid or whatever.
Where are you going to find that shit?
So I had I had a pair of gloves that were black but had like shiny silver thread in them.
Yeah.
It was the closest thing I could think of.
Yeah.
And I just wore one of those. And I think I had just white socks and like tight pants, black shoes. And I had one of those sparkly gold hats that you can get at like Halloween stores around Halloween time, the plastic hats that just look like derby hats or something.
Derby hats.
And they're just, you know, it's just a generic hat with a brim all the way around.
Oh, okay.
And it was plastic, thin plastic. It was gold and it was sparkly.
Mm.
And I had that same black wig from my grandma that was curly.
Yeah.
And it was like it was like the closest thing to an afro that a white lady, like an old white lady, could do.
Okay.
It was like curly and round.
Yeah.
Didn't look anything like the only thing about my costume that made me look remotely like Michael Jackson was the jacket and the fact that I was wearing one glove.
God.
And I kept trying to moonwalk, which I can't do. Couldn't do then, can't do it to this day. I could probably do it better now, but
you remember when we had at the elementary school, they had the like the parade and each class like walked around with their costumes on?
Yes.
Did you ever get any shit for what you wore?
I think people left me alone because I was a little kid and maybe because we lived in a relatively small town and everybody was a fucking racist anyway.
Okay,
there were no
okay.
black kids in our school. I mean, there were, but there weren't. There were like three, maybe.
Yeah.
I went to some kind of cakewalk.
Cakewalk.
I don't even really know what that means, but I know you can win cakes. I don't really remember. I wasn't that involved, but I was in this costume and I think there are pictures of me walking around with smudged brown face paint on.
Oh, man.
I only wish that I had done it more racist because what I did was I painted my whole face brown, but I wish I had painted it black and like left my lips exposed, you know, like real racist blackface.
God.
How funny would it be to have pictures of yourself as a little kid in blackface?
You probably would have been expelled. I don't know.
Worth it.
Yeah. There were costumes that I, you know, had and I got shit for them, but only because nobody had any fucking idea what I was. Like, I threw a mask on and a shirt over, like, I had shoulder pads on, like, football shoulder pads. Threw a shirt over it, put a mask on. And the whole fucking day was like, what are you supposed to be? And I'd be like, I don't know, I'm a monster or something. They're like, I don't get it. So all fucking day, all day at school during that parade and all fucking night, door to door. What are you supposed to be? Ding dong. What are you supposed to be? It's like, God, I'm never doing this again. I got to be something recognizable because otherwise I'm trying to explain myself every time. And it's like, just give me your fucking candy.
Right.
That's why I'm scary. It's Halloween. I don't have to be something you know. It was annoying.
One year I decided to go as a werewolf.
Yeah.
And
how'd that
again, work out? I didn't have any help. I mean, I could point to things I wanted for my costume and maybe or maybe not would they get bought for me,
yeah,
you know, when I was at the store. But beyond that, I had no help. So, and I had some weird ideas about how things worked. Like I saw this thing that was supposed to, it was marketed as like fake flesh and you could make like gaping wounds with it and stuff.
Yeah.
Basically what it was some kind of wax with like cotton fibers in it.
I've never seen that.
You have seen it because I wore it last year when I was a zombie.
Oh, but, you did? Oh, shit.
But it's shit. But what I thought I could do with it was I was going to be a werewolf and I was going to use it to build up kind of like the puffy lips, like the muzzle of like a wolf or a cat.
Yeah.
Like right underneath my nose, kind of. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
I smeared it all over my face and it wasn't sticking. And even when I got it to stick, it would stick to my fingers more than my face. And you couldn't build it up like that anyway. All you could really do was rub it on your face and make like jagged scars and things.
I see. Okay.
So what I had bought silver face paint.
Yeah.
Because I guess I was going to be a silver werewolf.
From the 80s.
And all I bought like silver hairspray. So what I ended up doing, because that didn't work, was just painting my face silver and spraying my hair silver. So the best anybody could come up with when trying to guess what I was that I was a robot.
Yeah.
Of some kind.
You look metallic.
I was like, no, I'm a werewolf. Really? Because you don't look anything like a werewolf. Not even like a little bit.
That sucks, dude. That's a bummer.
Yeah. I know there were other times that I wanted to be something and it didn't work out. Whatever. It doesn't matter. The last time I ever went trick-or-treating, I went as the crow.
Yeah. Oh,
and man. I don't remember what grade I was in, but every house I went to said, aren't you getting a little old for this?
How old were you?
I probably was getting a little old for it, but like
you're like preteens or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
and fuck, that was the last year I ever went because I was like, okay, I don't want to get that, but worse next year. I'm only gonna be older.
Yep, man.
Oh, and I got so mad because when I was a little kid, my parents would take me and my sister to this apartment complex out by where my grandparents lived. And it was the kind of apartment complex where there's not like stairwells and shit. Like everybody's door is right on the outside of the building.
Okay.
And just tons of kids would go through there and like every door was passing out candy. So you can imagine it's like walking like a bunch of city blocks.
Yeah.
But all in one tight, you know, they're all in the same building.
Damn, that's awesome, man.
And we would come home with like two or three pillowcases loaded with candy.
Wow.
It was awesome. We'd be eating candy for like a fucking year. And as I got older, eventually my parents split up and it was the grandparents were on my dad's side. So we stopped going out there because I lived with my mom and my mom would be like, oh, just trick or treat in our neighborhood. And I would come home. I didn't use one of those little plastic pumpkins, you know, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Like they're like a bucket with a handle, but it's shaped like a pumpkin.
Yeah.
I didn't use those, but what I came home with wouldn't have even filled one of those up.
Oh, that's horrible, man.
And I was so pissed because I couldn't drive myself. And I was like, why can't we just go out where we always go?
Yeah, Jesus.
And I know it's so free candy. Boo-hoo, fucking sissy me. But like every year we got like three sacks full of candy. And then all of a sudden it's like,
laziness. Like
plastic pumpkin full.
Just trick or treat around here, yeah.
Yeah. I love my mom, but she wasn't very good at like things like Halloween, especially because Halloween, you're kind of getting creative.
Yeah, I can see that.
And like my dad would...
She wasn't involved.
When I was a real little kid, my dad made me a Batman costume. And like if you look at pictures of it today, it looks kind of trashy, but it was really awesome when I was a little kid. He worked at this plant where they made stamps to stamp like styrofoam cups or something like that.
Yeah.
But they were like, they had like recesses in them and they were made out of metal. And he took a piece of scrap metal at his work and had made a Batman symbol out of it, like the one from the movie. And like the yellow parts were actually recessed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's badass.
And he got me like a black leotard and some black tights, which is, you know, sort of gay, but and a pair of like black snow boots or whatever. But then he made the belt out of like some of that like plastic trim you put around a garden or whatever. But he like spray painted it gold and he made the belt buckle out of cardboard, but he cut it just the right shapes and he layered it so that it was 3D.
Yeah.
And the mask was a ski mask, but he had made the ears and the nose piece out of cardboard or black poster board. And he had precisely measured everything and cut it out and glued it together so that it had like the sharp angles and stuff. And it was really cool.
That's badass.
For a little kid. But, you know, when my parents split up, he was the creative influence in the household. So,
and he went away. Yeah.
Yeah. So no more help on Halloween costumes that after sucks, that. Man. Luckily, that was sixth grade and I didn't have a whole lot of trick-or-treating left to go. Like that was pretty much right before
pretty much
I went as the crow. But yep. But he also worked third shift, so I never saw him anyway. So that's why I didn't get any help on those other costumes I was talking about.
My last year, I went as a character in Romeo and Juliet, the modern story.
Oh man,
Leo!
I bet that was one that was easy for people to guess.
Yeah, that was that was stupid. Even after, like, you know, I dressed as a monster and people didn't get it. Stupid me goes back and dresses up as some character in this movie that nobody probably even saw the movie. They have no idea the characters. I was Abram from Romeo and Juliet, and it was so stupid. Like, he, in the movie, they went to this ball, you know,
yeah,
and they were dressed in costumes, so I dressed as what he was.
Right.
It was so fucking stupid.
So it was like a costume on top of a costume?
Yeah, yeah, because I ran out of time and ideas. I didn't have money, and my parents, I think, at the time were going through a divorce, so there was
right.
no input, and you're just like, what should I do? I got paint, and I got, you know, black clothes, so I threw it together. It
yeah.
was retarded.
Oh, I did go as the Joker one year. That was a pretty good costume because my dad helped again.
Yeah.
And we went to thrift stores.
Yeah.
And we got, somehow we were able to find relatively small purple suits. Like, I had a purple suit jacket.
What?
And a
you
green,
lucked out.
And a
yeah.
green button down shirt. It was a little too big for me, but it was like for a tiny little old man, I guess.
Yeah.
And a green, like, button down shirt. That's not as crazy, but probably some kind of tie. I don't remember. My dad sprayed my hair green and painted my face or whatever. So that was a pretty good one.
That's cool.
My dad one year for Halloween went as, we used to go to these big bonfire things at my aunt's mom's house.
Yeah.
Anyway, for that, my dad one year dressed up as Beetlejuice. Again,
oh, yeah.
he went to thrift stores and bought like a bunch of black and white striped clothing and kind of layered it and stuff and painted his face all up. And he had like the grungy shit back by like his ears, you
yeah.
know, the back of his jaw and had his hair, I think, like sprayed kind of white, blonde, dirty, whatever.
Yeah,
and,
that's cool.
But on top of that, he put on an army like uniform and he had this latex mask of like a skull with an army helmet on.
Hmm.
And he showed up to the party in that outfit, wandered around. Nobody really knew who it was. And then at some point he took it off and started pretending to be Beetlejuice. And I guess everybody clapped or something. I don't really know. I missed it. But
okay.
But I thought that was interesting. You know, it was a costume on top of a costume. And halfway through the night, you're like, fuck it. New costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Halloween.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it would be awesome is if we had robots that could help us put our Halloween costumes together. If we had had like, if I had like a little robot that could just walk around with me and be like, "Hey, Kyle, looking awesome," and then you know, when Halloween comes around, I'd be like, "Hey, robot, I want to be a Ninja Turtle," and the robot would be like, "Let me build you a fucking shell, dude." And then when he puts the costume on me, he'd be like, "Looking awesome."
Yeah.
Meep meep. It wouldn't have to be a robot puppy, but you get the idea.
I get the idea, yeah.
But that's just one more thing that robots could do for us. They could ruin, or not ruin, they could fix our broken childhoods.
Yeah, yeah. I know growing up with Halloween, you know, going to parties where we're drinking, you know, no parents involved, it's all us. I had to adapt some kind of costume to accommodate for smoking and drinking. Because otherwise, like the first time around, I had a mask. What was I? Sylvester the cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid. Because I'd grab a beer and every 5 seconds I'd have to lift the mask off and drink.
Right.
So the next year, I'm like, I won't do that. Because, you know, it's stupid.
But, I'm not a big fan of masks.
Yeah.
Because they just make you hot and
they make
you
hot.
You.
Yeah. It looks cool, but then at some point I had to like end up taking the damn thing off and pretty much just taking the costume off. So it's like, yeah, I'm done, you know, after an hour.
You end up like sweating and spitting inside of it and it gets all gross in there anyway. And then you
yeah.
don't even want to put it back on. Like,
yeah.
Jesus.
So people don't know what the fuck you are if they show up late, you know. What are you? Well, I was this, but I got hot and
yeah.
start sweating.
I was Sylvester. Now I'm just a really hairy guy.
Yeah. So, yeah, you'd have to think ahead Like, does this mask? And then I found a clown mask that was awesome. Like, oh, it had a movable mouth, you know, you had a little slit in it, and I could smoke and drink with it on. I wore that thing all night. That was like, was that last year?
You did wear it this last year.
This last year, yeah. Yeah, that was badass.
Like, last year, I went as a zombie, which was kind of a half-assed last-minute costume. I painted my face, and I ripped the fuck out of an old shirt that I didn't like anymore, and a pair of pants that I were kind of ripped up anyway.
That was a cool fucking costume, yeah. It was
badass. I covered myself in this fake blood. I don't know if you've ever seen it. You can buy these jugs of fake blood around Halloween time.
Yeah, I bought the same fucking jug.
Yeah. They look awesome when you first, like, splash it on something.
And it's a good deal, yeah.
But it dries, like, within a half an hour, and it dries pink. It looks like you spilled Kool-Aid all over yourself.
Yeah, it's like Kool-Aid. Yeah. I had a white shirt, ripped sleeves.
It's worthless unless you're, like, doing some kind of, like, performance. Like, you're going to...
Like, it's on you.
Puke
it's
not blood on... or something.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, if it was on your skin, it'd look cool.
But... I soaked my clothes, and it looked awesome until it dried.
Yep.
It looked like I'm just really messy.
Yeah. Kool-Aid. Yeah.
And like 2 years ago, I get my timelines messed up, but like 2 years ago, I had all kinds of lofty ideas and I put it off. And eventually what I ended up doing was I wore these like long black gloves that are supposed to be part of a pirate costume and a pair of safety goggles. And I bought these, they're covers for your windshield. Like in the summer, they're reflective, they're silver, but they're like flexible, like fabric kind of.
Okay. Yeah, for the car.
They sold them at the dollar store. It's supposed to block the sun.
Yeah.
They sold them at the dollar store, so they were a dollar a piece. I bought a bunch of them, cut them up into different pieces and stuff, and taped them all over my body with electrical tape.
Yeah.
And then across the front of my chest with electrical tape, I spelled out the word space.
That's a good fucking costume.
And I don't really remember what I said I was.
Like, it's bad, but it's so good. It's clever. Yeah. Compared to... some of the other shit.
Before that, I think I was a ninja 2 years in a row because you and I bought ninja costumes 1 year.
Yep.
Just for the fuck of it. Not even really for Halloween. We just bought them because we thought it'd be cool. And I had it laying around. So I was like, I'm going to be a ninja again this year.
Yeah. 1 year you were a ninja with the hood. And then the next year you were like a badass ninja. Because you wore the costume, but not the hood or the mask.
No,
you
I just did. Wore I wore the sunglasses. Hood. I just took it off.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the same idea as a mask.
Okay. I see.
It gets
you
hot.
Just took it off and
gross.
Put sunglasses on. And it was badass.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Remember the time we put ninja costumes on and went to Denny's?
Yep.
And didn't take them off?
Damn. Like, yeah. That was so adolescent. Yeah.
I think eventually.
Get
we
it?
We did take the masks off because we had to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. But we walk in, they're like, ooh.
I thought it was funny.
It was kind of funny. But being kids, shit. It was fun.
So, I was reading a story today. It wasn't even really a story. It was like an advice column thing. And this woman wrote in and said that she has been having trouble sleeping and she's been kind of depressed. So she was taking antidepressants and Ambien. And her husband would say like, oh, let's do it. I'm in the mood. And she'd be like, I just took my fucking Ambien. I'm out. I can't. I'm sorry. I'm going to sleep. Not in the mood. And then I guess one night she did that and he waited till he thought she was asleep and he started fucking her. And she was so doped up on the Ambien and just tired and whatever. She didn't want to fight about it. And apparently he gets upset when she says no to him anyway. So she was like, I didn't want to fight him on it. So I just let him do his thing.
But it was odd because, he just lowered the panties, fucked her, and then raised the panties.
But then she said to the advice columnist, she said, I feel like I've been raped. I don't think I want to be married to this guy anymore.
Yeah,
what should I do?
Christ.
And the advice columnist said, you feel like you've been raped because you have been raped.
Oh, man.
And I agree. I agree. You have been raped. Like, you don't, you
but
can't.
They're a couple. Like
okay, if you went to Aldi and said, hey, Aldi, let's fuck. And she said no. And then you did it anyway. Would that be rape?
Well, if she said no, then yes.
But if she can't consent because she's asleep, then it's cool.
It's all good, baby. Yeah, this has happened before. God damn it. She'll be out, you know, because our work schedules were different. She'd be asleep, and I'm still up, you know. I'm drinking some beers, and I get really fucking horny. Like, and it's not like the kind of, like, I'll just pull up a porn vid and get it over with. It's like, I was after something more. And I'm looking over at her.
Right.
This first time, I'm like, maybe I could pull this off. This will be challenging, but maybe I could do this. Like, she won't wake up. So I go over.
See, why would you want her to not wake up? Wouldn't you prefer for her to wake up and be into it?
Well, we've done that. Yeah, that's fine. But this was like new and exciting. This was like a challenge. I've never done this
before. Let's see if I can rape Aldi.
Yeah.
It's the rape Aldi challenge. I get it.
I was drunk and I'm like, I go over and, you know, I tried it and she woke up. She was like aggravated, like, no, what are you doing? You know, so
why are you raping me?
Yeah. Well, she's like, why? I'm trying to sleep here. You know, I'd be fine if I wasn't tired, but whatever. The next day we talked about it and she goes, you know, it's cool. If you want to come up to me and you're horny, whatever. And
fucking
I'm out.
While I'm sleeping.
You know, if I'm sleeping, go for it. It's all good.
Okay. But see, that right there is what makes it different. I think because she ended up being okay with it, it's fine. But the initial, like, decision to just fuck her in her sleep was kind of rape.
Yeah, but I mean, even it. What if, well, the only reason she said no the first time was because she was kind of tired. Like, if I like said, no, fuck that, you know, and I pinned her down.
No, I get it. That's way worse.
That'd be great. But if she was kind of out and didn't know about it, like, if I told her about it the next day, she'd probably be like, no, that's kind of weird, but that's fine.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that
we're in a relationship and it's fine, you know.
But being in a relationship doesn't entitle you to sex whenever you want it. It doesn't.
That's the problem.
That's like
it shouldn't be a problem.
That's like a weird religious mentality. Like, you know, you're supposed to submit to your husband or you, well, you know, like you don't
always
you not
want it. That's
entitled.
The problem. Like, even during the day, like, God, can't wait to get home, you know, like, so I guess it's different. All right.
You're not the only person I've heard of doing this, by the way. So I am picking on you, but I'm not like, I'm not looking at you going, fucking
do you see
rapist.
Where I'm coming
what
from?
A fucking rapist.
I'm not raping Aldi, yeah. So,
but you see how it is rape to just fuck somebody
bitch,
in their
yeah,
sleep?
Yeah, she's passed out, you know. He can do whatever the fuck he wants.
No, can't. You can't just fuck somebody in their sleep.
But they're in a relationship. Why
it
would it be
matter.
Why would it be wrong? So like sometimes they fuck and it's cool, but like if she's not in the mood.
It's wrong because she can't yes, because she can't say no. That's
why does
it's
she
wrong.
Have to not be in the mood?
Wow. That is insane.
It's like a guy going, I'm not in the mood. Well, fuck you. Like, we love each other. Let's fuck.
But I don't want to.
Why would you not want to unless you're old?
That is insane. You are insane. Just, why would you not want to?
So the next
sometimes people don't want to.
The next time this happened, you know, I was like, man, that was rough when she got all pissed. I know she said, you know, it's cool. So I'm like, again, we're in the same situation. She's out. I'm drinking. And like I had the next day off, so I'm up kind of late. And I'm like, man, I'm really horny. And so I bring up a porn, whatever, to get my quick fix real quick. And I'm like, well, maybe I could try this again because she said it was cool. So I work myself up and I go over there. But this time I'm like more careful. And I spent like 45 minutes working her panties down without her knowing about it. Like she'd occasionally like kind of go, and I'd stop and just sit there. And I know I could have just woke her up and said, hey, you know, you want to fuck? And she'd be like, okay. But this was like different, you know, it was
right,
exciting.
It's like rape.
No.
Because you're trying to do it without her knowing about it.
I don't know. I got excited. So I'm like slowly taking her panties off. I finally get them down and I go for the gold and she wakes up after telling me it'd be fine. She goes, what are you doing? God. She pulls them right back up after 45 fucking minutes. That's a long fucking time. I worked on this. I could have just jerked it to the porn. I worked really hard on this. And she just, after telling me it'd be cool, blows me off. So I was a little irritated. And I told her about it the next day, and she goes, she didn't remember waking up. She's like, oh, I did? I'm sorry. From now on, it'll be fine. And I'm like, no, it won't. You told me that before, and it wasn't.
It's not exactly the same thing because I wasn't trying to fuck her in her sleep, but it kind of reminds me of when my first girlfriend, she used to come over to my house all the time and we would hang out or whatever. And eventually she would end up falling asleep almost every time.
Every time.
And she would tell me, you know, if she, like she got to the point where she was like gonna fall asleep, she'd be like, make sure you wake me up before blah 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 because I have to go do this.
Yeah, like she had to go home, right? She's at your place.
Yeah, yeah, or you know whatever. Maybe she had something she had to go do. What yeah. It doesn't matter. She had to be woke up at a certain point, and a lot of times she would tell me when she needed to be woken up.
Like specifically, all right.
And I would I'd say okay, and she'd fall asleep. And I would try to wake her up when she needed to get up, and she wouldn't budge. I'd be shaking her, and eventually she'd kind of wake up, and she'd go, and just groan at me,
yeah,
and like turn over. Yeah. And when I finally got her up,
to get her up. Yeah, she told you.
I would stand her, I would literally pick her up under her armpits and stand her up, and she's still like trying to sleep. I would finally get her awake, and she would be pissed.
Oh,
every time. Every time. And I'm like, you told me. And she doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Bitches are crazy. Especially when they've been sleeping.
God.
So that's how it's similar. Like,
and it happened on like multiple occasions. Like,
oh yeah.
After the first time, she's like, okay, I realized I was kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
But this time, really, I'll be cool with it.
There was one time she refused to let me drive her home because she was so pissed. And I walked right next to her trying to talk to her the whole way to her house, which wasn't close.
Yeah.
And she would not talk to me the whole time. And eventually we got to her house. She walked up, went in the door and closed it. Didn't say a word to me.
So you walked home because you walked her there. She wouldn't let you drive her?
She wouldn't let me drive her. And so she wanted to walk home by herself, but I like couldn't just let this go. Like, she's so pissed she's going to walk home. I'm like, let's turn around. I'll drive you home. It's not that big a deal. She was so pissed.
Jesus, fuck that.
I didn't get any kind of apology until like the next day.
That's bullshit.
And even at that, I'm pretty sure it was half-assed.
Like, Jesus, you're just trying to do what she said. You know, you're being, you're the nice guy. What the fuck?
Would you want me to do? Just let you sleep at my house
and then
like all
pissed.
Night long and
She'd
then be pissed at me
probably.
In the morning because you missed something?
Fuck that. What a bitch. Oh, well.
It's not quite the same as trying to fuck her in her sleep, though.
Yeah, well, I still think if you're in a relationship.
That's retarded.
Well, if you're married, it shouldn't be a problem.
No, that's retarded. If there's an agreement between you that it's okay, that's one thing. Like when Aldi said it's cool, it's fine.
But
that
feels good.
It does not. It does not feel. I'm not a girl, but it does not feel good to just have a dick shoved up there when you're not ready for it.
Well, if you spit on it first.
Like, no. I don't care. No. Just because it feels good on your dick doesn't mean it feels good on their vagina.
Well, maybe the guy wasn't very good at it. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. You can't. If you're not. If I woke up and somebody was sucking my dick, there's a chance I'd be like, okay, awesome. There's also a chance I'd be like, what the fuck is going on? You don't just wake up with somebody on your dick.
All right.
You can't. And there's something weird about, and I would agree if you were to argue that this is irrational, but there is something weird about the fact that it's internal.
Okay.
For a girl. Like, if you woke up and somebody was sucking your dick, there's not a whole lot of difference between that and if you woke up and somebody was sucking on your finger.
Okay.
In fact, if anything, if I woke up and somebody was sucking on my finger, I might be more weirded out. But, but because you're entering them, it's somehow worse.
Okay. Okay.
But you really can't see how, even though you're in a relationship, it's not okay to just mount somebody in their sleep.
I'm not an idiot. I can see how it differs from, you know, couple to couple, but I don't think it should be wrong.
That's crazy to me.
Like,
there's still another
Why are you in that type of position where it's, you're just, you don't want it all the
time?
Why
are you sleeping where I can fuck you? You know I have a dick. Why are you sleeping here?
But in her specific case, if she's out, who gives a shit?
Aldi's or this person
writing
the letter?
I'd laugh about it. What's that?
Aldi's case or the person writing the letter?
Oh, the woman writing the letter, yeah.
She said no before she went to sleep, and then he did it anyway.
Oh, well, she's asleep, man.
That's, you're insane.
Like, you think she'd wake up and go, whoa, you fucked me? Oh, I was totally out. That's hilarious. Was it good for you? But I can see if she, you know, woke up in the middle of it and was like, I don't want this. I can see, you know, okay, I'll back off. But why would you not want it?
That you are insane. You must have so much testosterone coursing through your body
if
you want it all the time. And you cannot imagine not wanting it. Like, I get that most dudes want it more often than chicks. I get that. Like, I'm usually up for it.
I get that, yeah.
And most girls are not up for it as often.
I think
I'm not up for it all the time.
I think I'm just burying my theory or my opinion in my own relationship too much. So.
It's just, the idea that you think that it should be understood that I can fuck you whenever I want because we're in a relationship is insane to me.
But it's just fucking. It's like,
okay, but like, what if I really liked licking your face?
Yeah.
And we're in a relationship and like I just come up and start licking your face while you're watching TV. And you're like,
okay,
what the fuck?
You it's can't like,
just
not now.
You can't just lick my face. You can't.
All right, point taken. Got it. But yeah, check this. After the Aldi incident,
yeah.
I started going to porn sites.
Yeah.
The guy was taking advantage of the drunk girl that passed out.
I've seen those,
Yeah. They're so lame, but because it was so new and exciting to me, it was different that I, it was real short. It was like a week that I was into this kind of shit. And I knew, like, the videos I were watching, they were fake.
Yeah.
You know, the chick was obviously aware, but she played, you know, the part of being the drunk that passed out. But it got me off for a week. It was interesting.
I've seen I've seen those videos, and they do nothing for me.
Yeah, they did nothing for me prior, yeah.
Well, they do nothing for me. They just
boring,
lay there. Yeah, they're boring. She doesn't get into it at all because she's not awake.
It was just like me being in that fantasy. Like, because most of the time I'm not in the fantasy of the porn. I'm just watching it
right,
and reacting. But it was the one time.
The rape fantasy.
Well, not rape. Just, I don't know what it was. It was just, it was new and exciting. I didn't like.
Sneaky I didn't sex. Like, let's call it
I'm
sneaky
not, like,
sex.
Looking up rape videos. You let's, know, I don't like when they choke them and shit. And,
let's
you know,
call
pin
it stealth fucking.
Yeah. It was just for a week. And it was, and then I got over it. I'm like, this is really boring.
Yeah.
And I never went back, so.
I will be interested to read the comments on this one. Hey, everybody was with you when we talked about peeing in the shower. Maybe everybody's going to be on your side with this one, too.
We'll see.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Shit.
We got to keep a tally every time we disagree. Like, who do more people agree with?
Yeah. We'll bring it up on the show after. Yeah.
I should see if I can work a way to put up polls so
that'd
people
be cool.
can
on
vote.
The site? Like, yeah, that'd be cool.
Do you think it's okay to fuck someone in their sleep as long as
like
you're in
a
relationship?
Thumbs up or thumbs down, yeah. With like a little icon of our faces, like right by the thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah.
Like, do you agree with Orion or Kyle?
And then for like indifferent, it could be a picture of Aldi. Because nobody cares about Aldi's opinion.
Ooh.
Yeah. She's not in the room right now. She can't beat me.
That's a good idea. Yeah, that'd be funny. That'd be cool.
Wow. Wow. We don't disagree on a whole lot of stuff.
That's true.
And this is
yeah.
the last one I thought we'd really disagree on.
Yeah.
Is it cool to fuck somebody in their sleep? Yes. Duh.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Well, you don't have to apologize to me. You haven't fucked me
in
my
sleep. I'm super empathetic. Like, I see where you're coming from, but I break it down. I'm like, I guess I'm just getting, like I said, too buried into my own relationship.
Yeah, no, I get it. You know, we're in a relationship. And I can't possibly imagine not wanting it. So, where's the problem?
Where's the problem? Yeah.
It's like if I fed you ice cream in your sleep, who doesn't like ice cream?
I guess, yeah. Like, I think I talked to my dad too many times. Like, he's older and he's like, man, get it when you can.
I don't think he meant when they're sleeping.
Well. Daddy has raised me right.
Get it when they're unconscious.
Yeah. But I don't know. Shit.
I think he more meant like just, you know, don't say no. Keep your options open.
Maybe.
Fuck them when they're sleeping.
All right. Oh, man.
Killing me. What if your girlfriend was a robot?
Yeah.
And bear with me.
Damn it.
And
this better be
they were programmed not to say no. So then you could fuck them in their sleep, and if they happened to wake up, they'd be like, all right.
Ooh. Could I have that on top of what I already have? Like
a threesome involving one robot?
Well, like, and when she's off, you know, at work and I'm home alone.
Maybe you could get a robot Aldi, and it could also be programmed not to hit you.
Oh, that'd be nice.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, I'm off to work. All right.
See, now, I'd be curious.
Power up, robot.
You know how you think if you're in a relationship, you're entitled to fucking. Well, I'd be curious to find out if Aldi thinks that when you're in a relationship, you're entitled to, you know, be abusive.
Yeah, because, yeah, she is abusive. Damn.
Why wouldn't you want
it? She beats the shit out of me. She'll talk the most shit you'll ever hear. And
yes.
And then the second I come back with one, like, one little remark, I get beaten.
Like she'll be like, Orion, you're such a fucking faggot. Why do you got to be such a queer?
Yeah.
You're such a fucking, like, don't be a little baby faggot. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're like, well, geez, you don't have to be a jerk. And she'll beat the fuck out of you.
It's more clever than that. Like, I don't know what you're
scenario.
Saying. You're foreign. And she'll
grrr. She'll be going off for like 20 minutes about how you're a fag.
Yeah.
And then you'll say, you don't know what you mean. You don't know what you're saying. You're foreign. Yeah, just the one the line, and all of a sudden you can see a switch flip in her head.
I can push those buttons. Yeah, man. Like the other day, goddamn. What? It was the 4th of July? Yeah. Or the day after?
A while ago, yeah.
But we bought the poppets. And
oh,
she
yeah.
Was
sometimes they're called
me.
Whippersnappers. They're the little things that you throw at the ground and they just pop.
Yeah. She was throwing them at me. And, well I did.
Yeah, to be fair, you did give her permission.
She was kind of a... She was, you know, down. She wasn't... She was kind of just sitting there. I'm like, how you doing? She's like, eh. So I wanted to cheer her up. I'm like, all right, I'll let you throw one at me. You know, she's like, suddenly she got really excited.
Yeah. You got to admit, there's something kind of wrong when she's down. And the thing that brings her out of it is the fact that she gets to hurt you.
Yeah. Violence.
Yeah. Towards you specifically. Like, it's she might have gotten something out of hitting me or throwing those at me. But the fact that it was you was like, yes.
Yeah. She opened a whole box and just unleashed them all on me. And it burnt like shit. I don't know if you've been hit by those, like on your bare skin. It's like someone taking a big rubber band and like pulling it back and snapping it on you.
Yeah,
it
a hurts, couple days man. Ago or yesterday or something, Aldi and I were throwing them at each other and we were fully clothed. So I felt it through my shirt and it didn't hurt too bad, but I could feel it. And I could imagine what it would feel like on bare skin. And you weren't wearing a shirt that night when you were getting hit with them. And eventually you said, okay, that's enough. And she kept going.
She was giggling. She was having a good old time.
In that sense, it's kind of like rape. Because, you know, when a lady says no, she means no, even if she initially said yes. If
that
you're in the
is
middle,
not sex and throwing.
No. If you're in the middle, if you're in the middle of consensual sex and then she says, oh, stop. And you don't stop, that's rape.
Yeah. Okay.
And it started out consensual. If you say, hey, you can throw poppets at me and hurt me.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, you're like, okay, stop. And she won't stop. You kind of got raped. So I guess it's fair if you want to rape her in her sleep, because, you know, it's
but it feels so
turnabout's
good.
Fair play.
All right. That's a good spin on it.
Although I think you did that first, fucking her in her sleep, so maybe she was getting you back.
Yeah.
I'm not really clear on how rape
We used to be
works.
On that thing where, like, oh, I owe you, I'll get you back, but
oh, God.
At this
how do you
point,
keep track?
We plus, can't keep track.
Plus, all the points would be in your corner. Like,
yeah.
you would owe her so many... You know, revenge attacks.
Yeah.
It'd be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Wow, this has been a long show about bullshit.
Yeah.
We should probably wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah.
Send me an email, Kyle@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion@IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Send us a voicemail, 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And that's about it.
Yeah, send some voicemails, man. Bring them our way. Stop being a pussy. I have to mention it like almost every week. It won't kill you, man. I swear to you, it's harmless.
It might kill you.
It's not like rape.
It's claimed a few victims. We didn't get a voicemail from Austin this week, and I can only assume it's because he's dead. So
we miss you, Austin.
But it's worth the risk.
Yes,
I mean, really.
Yes, yes, definitely. All right, yeah. Thanks for listening to our show. We will check you guys next week.
In closing, robots are the future.